Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And we're going to have a lightship healing tonight near the end of the last hour. So we'll probably go over about 15 minutes or so. And we're going to be talking about stepping out of the matrix. The lightship will take you out of the matrix momentarily so you can feel what it's like to have a clear thought without having the mind control that's being projected to us by our extraterrestrial friends off the planet here. So, we're going to first do a chakra alignment for everybody. This show is all about healings. The light beings on the Creation Lightship do this for you. There's nothing for you to do except just show up. And the Creation Lightship only comes here once every 2,000 years. It's not the UFO-based. It's creation energy itself. Although some of the terminology is kind of similar because that's the way we language now in today's society for explaining what's happening. So we're going to first go to your chakras, and we're going to go to your heart chakra and realign that for everyone. So just sit back and relax.
Hello.
We're going to move it around a little bit for you. There we go. Wonderful. Now we're going to your fifth chakra and reposition that for everybody. Great. Sixth chakra.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Orion.
Well,
hi,
we're in the middle of doing a healing here, so.
I think we have three people on the phone, right?
Yeah, there are three right now, myself and Sylvia as a host, and then I guess you, so.
Well, greetings from Sirius.
Okay, so we're going to go now to the sixth chakra, so just sit back and relax here. And we're now going into the sixth chakra. We're going to reposition that for everybody. Wonderful. Now we're going down to the third chakra. And moving that around for everybody. Perfect. And second chakra. Good. And first chakra. Wonderful. So here we go. We're going to do an opening for everybody. We'll go to the heart chakra first. This is where your spirit resides. And we're going to now open that up for about body width for you. So here we go. Fourth chakra. Use the word spin to open it up. So spin, 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 open. And going up to the fifth chakra, your throat. Spin, 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 open. Sixth chakra, your third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going back down to your power chakra, solar plex area, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, base of your spine, spin, 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 open. And now we're going to do an entity release for everybody. So again, just sit back and relax. We're going to release these energies from you that are emotional bodies of people who passed on that are connecting to your energy system, taking away your life force energy. And they can give you addictions and physical pain as they come into your energy field and live their life through you. So we're just releasing them right now. And what we're going to do, too, is what you may call a soul retrieval. We're going to bring back the energies that left you in pain and trauma. Remember, your spirit is only in the now. And so each now, if you're dealing with a situation that's in judgment, it's not going to stay with you. And so we're now bringing back the energies of your individual spirit fragments. There could be thousands of them that have left. And we're now going to have them back into your body. So we're going to count to 10. Your spirit knows how to come back into your body, so it'll come in the best way that it can. So here it comes. So we're going to count to 10. So 10. We go backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Coming in stronger. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wonderful. We'll do some more entity releasing here. There we go. And you should feel your body changing a little bit. You may feel a little more of an awakening consciousness. Remember, your spirit gives you all of your psychic abilities. So you may actually feel these energies increase as this happens to you. You may feel warmth in your body as your spirit reconnects with your physical structure. And now we got rid of more entities. We'll work with entities now that are, we'll just say, below your waist. So we're going to take these out of you right now. So if you have any concerns there, just think about this area. Remember, your spirit is with you, with the light ship helping you to release these energies. So again, you want to command your spirit to release energies out of a given area too. And this is what you should be doing daily, probably 2-3 times a day. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of you back now. So we're collecting your spirit and doing a cleansing on it so it'll come into your body in wholeness. Remember, it's been there, done that. That's why it left. Didn't want to go into these negative energies of judgment, pain and trauma, fear, anxiety. So here we go. We're going to bring you back in. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Perfect. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And do some more clearing here. There we go. Great. And bringing more of you back into your bodies. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, next we're going to do another healing where we're going to drop you into your heart center. I'm going to take your conscious thoughts, if you would maybe call that your ego, your mind, and connect you to your heart center where your spirit resides. And you should feel your thinking going into your heart center. You should actually, when this process is done, feel like you're actually thinking from your chest area. So if you want to just visualize like an elevator, the 10th floor is your third eye, and your heart is your first landing base here. So here we go. So just think of an elevator dropping down 10 floors. So we're going from your forehead down to your heart. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So, Sylvia, are you there?
Hi, I'm here, and welcome everyone to our Saturday night program. And like Ron said a few minutes ago, tonight we're talking about stepping out of the matrix. And the show this week has been all about the upcoming universal shift and preparing for it. And we've been talking about what's going on the planet, what kind of energies are here, and some of the things that we're all running into in the way of, situations, you know, from maybe off-planet energies or other things that are, false teachings and whatnot that we run into that we have to kind of get ourselves freed from. And the first part of that process is becoming aware of them and what's really going on. So we'll be talking about that. And like Ron said, the light ship will be doing a healing with us of holding the space for us so we can experience stepping out of the matrix for a period of time and feeling what that really feels like. So on that note, I'll just welcome you all to type in your questions. If you have questions about the upcoming universal shift or about our topic, a great way to get them to us is on the fast chat. And you just click on to the Creation Light Ship page on BBS on any of the days that we're on, and then you'll get the Creation Light Ship page. You'll scroll down past the light being, and you'll see a link to click on that says BBS Fast Chat, and that'll bring up a window for you where you can type in your questions. So please go ahead and do that. That's a bit easier than calling in because we will be having healings going on throughout the hour. So I'm not sure if the caller that we had on earlier is still on the line or if you've signed off, but if you do have a question, please go ahead and type it on the fast chat, and we'll try to answer all the questions. So on that note, Ron, over to you to talk a little bit about what's going on with the upcoming universal shift and what this is all about, what we're talking about as far as the matrix goes.
Okay, the matrix is basically the mind control that we're all engulfed in here. And the mind control is typically energies off-planet that are preventing us from having a full consciousness, to have a clear thought. And these are the negative extraterrestrials that are either, they could have souls in them, being, you know, dark energies, or they could also be soulless beings. Either way, they're not of the light, and they're here to interfere with our spiritual development, not wanting us to do the universal shift. And in the shift, you're able to bring your body with you. This is the same teachings that Jesus brought forth from the light shift 2,000 years ago. So the whole thing is to get into your body and giving your body the reward, the gift at this present time. That's why your spirit's here in your body, basically, to look forward to helping your body do this shift into a higher consciousness. So this is what it's all about, is to take your body with full integrity, perfect health. In a sense, it would be like ever, you know, eternal life, being immortal, to have a wonderful experience in another dimension with full consciousness. So what we're going to do now is take away this matrix mind control transmitted to us by the dark side. Whatever way you want to look at that, it's still here. It doesn't matter where it came from or how it's projected here. Remember, everybody on this planet, including our governments, are affected by this here. So there are a lot of people bashing the governments, and you know, the problem is it's not necessarily them, it's how they're being controlled too. So, and we're all in that same boat. So here we go. We're going to have a light ship come. Like I said, it comes here once every 2,000 years to help us, and here it'll take away and put us in this beautiful cocoon energy so we can have our own thoughts right now, probably during this whole show here. So you may feel an energy field forming around you now from the creation light ship. This light ship is what created you, created the whole universe, and it's going to be put in a field around you, probably around 20 foot in diameter. And you may feel energies around you, like electromagnetic radiation frequencies being transmitted into your body. Remember, we have lots of frequencies here from TV, radio stations, you know, cellular phones, etc. So you're going to be able to have your body calm down now. So what we can do is, if you wish, scroll down on your monitor here and go to the Creation Light Ship insignia. It's underneath the light beam. It's about almost halfway down on your scroll bar. And we're going to energize that here. And this is what's going to be transmitting the energy into your room here and around you. So this insignia is what all the different doctors on the light ship have on their uniforms. And this is the light ship insignia. And you're going to probably see, as you look at it now, the colors change on it as it's being energized. And normally the pink gets a little brighter. And you can actually feel the white light, love, presence coming from this beautiful insignia right now. So just kind of sit back and relax. Like I said, there's nothing for you to do. This is the light working in the now, working with you. And I'm going to count to 10. And at 10, you're going to be in this beautiful cocoon energy and be able to have your own thoughts to yourself right now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. Well, let's put some music on so you can sit back and enjoy this peace of mind and connect with your spirit and your heart. And you can request guidance from your spirit and have a personal communication. Remember, you are part of the divine through your spirit. Thank you. hopefully you had a wonderful experience being in the now right now. The show goes by very quickly. And what we're going to do is bring in one of the divine source energies that created you. And there's 12 of those energies. We'll bring in energy number one for this lightship insignia. So again, a lot of people like to put their hand in front of the insignia and feel the energy. You might feel tingles. Maybe hold your hand back about a foot. You don't have to get right up on your monitor screen. It'll transmit into your whole room here. So, and just kind of move back and forth from the monitor. And we'll bring in divine energy number one. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Very, very nice. So, again, we'll just put some music on here just for a little bit here so you can experience the energies that created you here. We'll give you a little sampling of that this evening. Each one has their own different frequencies of their own expression. Energy number two. This is one of the source energies here. I'm going to be coming into this beautiful lightship insignia. So here it comes. You'll feel the energy shift in about 15 seconds here. Kind of separated from the energy in your room right now, wherever you are, and from the outside energies. This is how it feels to be in wholeness now, without the mind control energies projecting into your physical life form. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, great. Well, catching up on a couple of requests from the fast chat last night that we weren't able to get to, we had a couple requests for mental body clearing and a pain body clearing. And so maybe we can just talk briefly about how those different invisible body clearings are very very important part of the preparation for the upcoming universal shift, and then do the samples of those for the people that requested them.
Okay, yes, these are all invisible bodies that we have that make up the hologram of who we are. There's many bodies, and these are the ones that normally we deal with more frequently. So the mental body allows you to have a little clearer thoughts. You can get out of the past. It's like defragmenting your home computer. And it for a lot of people, this healing gets rid of the mind chatter. So we're going to just do a sample healing here tonight. So we're going to do the mind mental clearing here. So here we go. We go from each chakra and go down. The chakras are just a way, like we said, for us to communicate how the light chip is working. Each one of you that are listening has probably at least 4 to 6 light beings working with you right now in real time, and they're going to clean out and clear these energies so that it can help you. So here we go. 6th chakra from right now to your last birthday, cleared. 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. We'll go back another year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Another year back. 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st cleared. And one more year back. 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st cleared. And now we'll do the pain body. This body is used in a sense to collect the pain that you have, the pain experience. So if you had any kind of chronic pain throughout your life, if this body isn't cleared, this body will hold on to these past events. And so we're going to do a clearing on this here. If you have pain right now, you may find the pain being released out of your body. Remember, history always repeats itself in any of these energy bodies that we have. So they will typically recycle the pain throughout your lifetime until these bodies are cleared. So here we go. Remember, who you are is your past. So 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And one more year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. So I'd like you now just to kind of sit back and relax for about a minute and kind of examine how you feel, how you sense the energies now from pain that you've had in the past, and just kind of see how your brain is working. See if you can multiply numbers quicker, and just check out your mind chatter. And we'll see you back in about a minute here. Just go within and just do some checking, and even ask your spirit and your heart center how this is helping you. You again. I think we talked about maybe doing some releasing of cordings from people. Is that correct?
Yes. Actually, we have talked a little bit about cordings before, and maybe we can just talk about them a minute, and then do several different types of cording disconnections for people. the first one being people. So if you're not familiar with the subject of courtings, basically you have or can have many psychic energetic connections between you and other people, either from others, you know, courting your energy or vice versa. And those are things that can really, you know, zap or drain your own personal energy and that you want to, you know, be free of. So can we do a sample of that, Ron?
Yeah, so what we'll do is a sample healing of people. So we're going to do this in a two-part process. The first thing is energies that you have connected to and courted to other people. Now, all of these should not be done at all, but it's the way the mind is in control here versus the heart being in control. The heart does not believe in courting, but the mind will do this automatically. Remember, the mind's part of the matrix energy, and it's controlled that way. So these courtings are the way that you project energy outside of yourself to get something from someone else. You know, it's just like a thought that you want to do something. Now what happens is that we subconsciously also put out thoughts to someone, and then that starts taking their energy too. So whether you do it consciously or subconsciously, it still isn't any good. So what happens is when you court to someone, automatically you are experiencing and taking on their energy field. Another way of stating that with New Age talking is that you're taking on their lessons. So right away you go, oh my God, I don't want to do that. Well, of course you don't, but this is what happens. Remember, you want to retain your own spiritual identity without doing these things. And it's been taught for so long, and people have been reincarnated many, many times here, and the body's used to doing it to get its energy. And so, you know, you're still courted to energies that are, you know, centuries and centuries ago just by your thoughts. So that's the worst thing. But we're going to disconnect you now. And these are energies that you put out to other people and where you're actually taking their energy. I do a lot of this for people who have, like, we'll say, a relationship problem, a divorce situation, and the person keeps coming around in their life. They don't want to see them, but they keep coming. And why do they come? Because they're courted to them. And so by releasing these energies, the person can be free of this person and not feel drained. So here we go. This is energies that you have courted someone else. So we're going to go back, I'll go back 5 days here. And it could be anybody that you even looked at, that you envied, or anything else that you wish that maybe you had the clothes that they're wearing, or maybe they looked extra sharp, or whatever. Whatever happened, your mind put out this energy connecting cord to them. And you're actually draining their energy without even knowing it. So here we go. We're going to take this cord away from them. So here it goes. And you may even feel maybe part of their personality leaving you. Because remember, you're attached to them energetically. So you're experiencing part of their life through you, which you don't want to do. So here we go. 5 days ago. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, and I'm starting to yawn. There's somebody that's really connected here. Oh, boy. Fourth chakra, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And I'm yawning again here. So there's some pretty heavy energies that people are doing here. Oh, boy. Now we're going to do, still yawning. So now we're going to do the same process of people that are taking your energy from you. And this could be also with their malicious intent or not even knowing about it, okay? Remember, it works both ways. It's like a two-way street. So even though they're connected to you, you're still getting part of their stuff too. So either way, it's no good. So 5 days ago. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, yawning again. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, one day. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, so I'd like you just to sit back again and relax. Remember, you're in the sacred space in the creation light ship, keeping the mind control away from you. And just kind of take note and just see how you feel. And just kind of examine the situation now in your consciousness and see if you have any energy coming back to you now. If you have more energy in your body, maybe some aches and pains just got through leaving you. Read it, Sylvia, and I'll answer it.
Yeah, the question is, what about loved ones, like when you send your love out to someone?
Okay, it gets a little sticky here. What happens is when you send out love, you're really sending out typically energy of thought, okay? And so if you send out the energy of thought, then you're sending them your emotional densities too. So what I suggest doing is to ask your spirit, this is what the teachings are, always go to your spirit first, okay? Ask your spirit to connect to the person's spirit, which would allow them to feel more love energy from your spirit, okay? Don't use your mind to do this because then you are putting out a psychic cord, and cording is not good. So that's kind of how it works. Remember, there's a lot of people doing rituals, you know, energy cording, working with the matrix, thought projection is all under the same umbrella of witchcraft and sorcery, which is all against somebody's free will. Remember, the light does not want you to do any of this work because it all is a love-based energy. And so when you do use your mind consciously to do something like that, then you're actually going against the divinity of who you are because everything is based on free will. So I know that might be a little hard to understand, but the love energy comes from your spirit, not from your mind. Remember, the mind is still in the matrix holding you trapped here, preventing you from leaving into a higher consciousness. This is what we illuminated earlier tonight, so you can be in clear thought inside of yourself and to connect to your spirit. Your spirit has your answers and guidance. Okay, and back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, this brings up a question of whether or not it's possible to cord not only to people, but what about to places like, you know, your house or maybe a city you lived in or something like that?
Okay. We'll release that then. Remember, your energy is unique to yourself, like snowflakes, okay? And so there's nothing in the universe that is going to resonate with you. And so when you connect to something else, then what you're doing is taking on that energy field of something else, which is not unique to yourself. And by doing so, then you're involved with that situation of that energy. Like I said, you're taking on those lessons. So we're going to release you now from places. So here we go. I'll just give you an example. let's just assume that you connected to a house that you really loved, okay? And you're still connected because you haven't released that cord. Let's say that you saw the house 5 years ago and you really wanted to live there. And in the meantime, say 2 years ago, the house burned down. You still have that energy connection to that thought in your mind to that house. Okay, now the house burned down. Your energy is still connected to that house. So now you're bringing in energy of that house burning down and the trauma of the spirit of that house being connected to you. Okay? So just think about that. Like I say on some of the shows, you know, the Jethro Tull song, Thick as a Brick, you know, I can make you feel what I can't make you think. So just think about this one. Okay, this is what we do all the time. This is what we have to unravel ourselves from here to get into our divinity. So here we go. We're going to go back. I'll go back 1 month here. We'll go back 1 week at a time. So here we go. And this could also, include like Disneyland and different places that you may want to go to. Maybe you saw a picture on TV. Anything like this. These are places, okay? And here we go. So fourth week back. So fourth to the third week. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. And now we're going from the third to the second week. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. Second to the first week. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. And first week to the present moment. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So let's put some music on again and just kind of contemplate on how you feel about this healing here. See how it relates to you. On the fast chat here?
Yeah, we do have a question about, for example, how to parent without courting.
It's difficult. It's very difficult because most people want to know what their children are doing, so they put out their psychic energy cords and they actually attempt to feel what their children is going through during the day. So the only way is to get into your heart and stay there and be with your spirit. And another question is, looks like, is courting, when is it good, when is it bad? Well, there is no such thing as good courting because it drains people's energies. It's kind of like maybe visualize having a cord hooked up to the gas tank of your car. One day you fill it up, and then all of a sudden your neighbor is stealing your gas out of your car without you knowing about it. And then you... one day you can't use your car because there's no gas in the gas tank, you know. People have died from being corded. So that's the far end of the extreme here. So you don't want to cord anybody. You want to have your own energy. Plus, what can you do with somebody else's energy? You know, it may, remember, your mind would love to use it with the ego, but your spiritual energy is from your heart, from your spirit, and your spirit cannot use any other energy but its own to help you. But the mind, wishes to do all these things. This is why you want to get out of the mind and go into the heart. Okay, Sylvia, what else do we have there?
Well, so So we've disconnected cordings from people or to people and places. Now, what about things like, you know, people do get attached to things a lot. It seems like, you know, a diamond ring or, you know, something that's particularly sentimental to them. Do they cord to those things as well?
Yes, you can, yes, uh-huh. And then you pull the energy off of that. And so what is it doing for you, you know? What does it mean for you to cord that? So that object would have some kind of significance in your life as to what it means to you. And is that object also cording someone else? So, you know, it's good to look at that to understand that any kind of cording is actually no good. You have to use your spirit energy fully within you to get your spiritual life force energy, not someone else's. And remember, at that point, you're bringing on and taking on into yourself their spiritual, emotional baggage. So why do you want to do that? Why would you want to take on somebody else's life lessons, we'll say, or what they're going through in their life by courting them? It doesn't make any sense to me. But people do it all the time. So any other questions on there, Sylvia?
Let's see. We have a question about what happens when we fall in love.
Well, good question. Are you using heart energy? You know, is the person that you're falling in love with giving you something that you're missing outside of yourself and you think that's love? It's an emotional word. The creation lightship love is non-judgment, and it's divine, and it allows everything to be in its own place. And when you fall in love with someone, are you courting them? More than likely, you probably would be. And then eventually, after the person gives you all that they can give you, which is what you're lacking inside of yourself typically, then you may want to get a divorce because it doesn't work any longer. This is why people separate, because the energy got used up. And so that's kind of what happens there. But the true love is just allowing someone to be who they are, whether you're married to them or not, and to allow that expression of the divine to come through them to express more fully in their life and also in your life too.
Okay, now another thing that seems to come into play for people, not exactly a courting, but a similar kind of energy going from one person to another, more like in the realm of psychic attacks, I guess, would be spells and things like that are done that affect people from a distance and so forth. Can you address that?
Yes, yeah, so that's kind of similar to courting, okay? Remember, you're putting out a thought projection, and that thought projection contains and has emotional baggage to it. And so, yes, spells do work the same way. Anything with the mind can all be under the same umbrella of manipulating somebody else's energies. And that's not the way the light ship works, and not the way that you were created. You were created to be in total love energy and not in duality, and not to have the consciousness of needing anything, because you're a divine being and you're plugged into the divine. It's just that the separation that people have allows them to do that. And so, yes, spells and things like that would be like courting, where you align yourself with some energetic field, some pool of energy outside of yourself that other people have filled up and maybe prayed to. And then at that point, you're connected to that energy. And then it's very hard to get yourself out of it because, again, you're taking on all those emotional densities of people because it's not based in love. It's based in control.
And can the light ship do some kind of release for people from spells?
Yeah, I do a special session for that. If anybody has a situation like that. And I do have people that I work with who say, you know, Ron, I feel like I've been in the darkness for a long time in past lives. I know that I did wrong and hurt people, and I just want to get back into the light now. And, yes, we do a special session for that to help them out so that they can regain their spiritual identity back in, because you're still connected to that energy. Remember, the energy is always with you, whatever you've done in your past lives. So if you had, if you lived here and you've been here for 30,000 years, you're going to have 30,000 years of densities attached to you. And this is what your body is also attempting to clear. And also, people do oaths and decrees and spiritual agreements and rituals. And when they do these things, that's normally dilutes your spirit energy. And it can also have your spirit stolen by the dark energies around. And these are typically beings that are maybe not of the light, or they do have a soul and they're working, you know, to collect energies, you know, against free will. Or they could be soulless beings, and they could be typically the dark side that's created not by the light. And they're here to steal souls. So there's many things that can happen. But yeah, the light ship does healings with that to regain and get your spirit back over again to you. That's the sad thing, is that people don't know what they're doing. And they align with these dark forces, thinking that it's a game and that they can only dabble in it because they don't feel anything happening to them at the moment. But yet they're being connected to the dark realm on another area of consciousness not even known to them. So that's the sad part. But we'll do another healing here. We'll disconnect people from objects. And so these objects could be like wedding rings. It could be something that you have that was maybe given to you. It's up to you if you want to be released from this here. Remember, these energies are courting you, and they could be attached to another person on the other end. So this is only if you want to do that. It might be a loved one that you don't want to be disconnected from. But at that point, you're taking their spirit energy and preventing them from moving on because you're doing this here. Remember, these energies are very potent, very powerful, and if you don't understand it, even though you don't understand it, they still exist, okay? It's kind of like the saying that if you were blindfolded and you didn't believe in cars or trucks and you walked, you know, into a freeway, are you going to get run over? Well, very possibly you would be, even though you may say they don't exist. So here we go. And this is, again, your choice. So we're going to... these are like physical objects. And we're going to go back 1 month. So fourth week to the third week, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, third week to the second week, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, second week to 1 week ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and 1 week to this moment. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. Remember, the light only works in the now. Anything that's not in the now is in the matrix of thought, and that can be the dark side because you need to be in the moment to be with your spirit. So we'll just put some more music on here so you can enjoy having this experience and just check out how it feels to be disconnected. Remember, we're trying to help you to regain your spiritual integrity and your divinity inside of yourself. This is what this program is all about. The goal inside, to find the kingdom of your divinity.
We've actually had several questions tonight about DNA and also last night that we weren't quite able to get to. So one of the questions is, are DNA activations or attunements necessary in regards to preparing for the universal shift, and does the light shift do that kind of work?
I would say that it would be, but the most important thing is to have, you know, your spiritual integrity with yourself and to get your spirit into your body. So, yes, the life ship does do that. It is important, but there's much more to it than that. That's probably just maybe a few percent of what's actually happening. And I know each time we go to the light ship, if you're on my calls, they're continuously working with you for your DNA structure to, in a sense, upgrade you. So having one session by one person is not enough. It doesn't matter what they charge. That's kind of been the buzzword out there now in the last maybe, I don't know, I'd say probably 5 to 10 years, people have been talking about being upgraded and people do attunements, et cetera. And that really is not, you know, one attunement, regardless of what you pay for, it is not going to help you. And the attunements may be directed by the Galactic Federation, so it's not going to be in wholeness anyway because they're only, you know, in the light partially right now. So it won't really help you too much. Next question, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we also have some listeners that for some reason aren't able to get on the fast chat, and so they email us their questions, and I've got a few from one of our listeners. And one of the questions is, are the light being doctors on the Christian light ship 2,000 years old?
A lot of them are older than that. For myself, I'm very, very old. The actual age, I don't know. So some doctors are created just for this time around here, and they'll take on the physical body life forms of where they're going to after the ascension process, and that's how we view them there. So we do see beings that we probably may recognize or maybe seen drawings of that people have seen as 3D, you know, space people, because they're also, they're a creation from the light ship, and there are other beings that we have never seen before ever in different universes, but they're on the light ship, and so their age could be fairly recent to very, very old.
Wonderful. And another question from the same listener is, are there other professions on the light ship? I'm assuming he means other than the doctors.
Yes, there are a lot of energies there. There's beings that do creations also. That assist in creations. There are like the female doctors that help the male doctors do their procedures, so that's one type. There are special beings that are created for the defense fleet. Remember, the light has to go out and battle the dark, and it's doing that as we speak now, going into different universes of the darkness to find and regain spiritual integrity to what it created. Another way of saying this is that if you had part of your soul stolen by the darkness, it's going out there to find it for you, okay? And they have to battle these beings that are created in the darkness, not by the light ship, but they're there and they steal the light energy. Remember, the universal shift, everything is stopped in the light. It's no longer created. So to get a visual, what you could do is in the old days, and even probably today, we've had strobe lights. You go to a party and you see a strobe light flashing on and off and on and off. And as you move your hand from one location to the next, you don't see where it's moving when the light is turned off. And all of a sudden it appears in one location, then the next, okay? And the universal shift, the whole universe that was created by the light is turned off. So the light ship turns everything off so it can regain its spiritual integrity. And then it collects everything that it created. And the darkness then has nothing to hold on to and it has to leave. And at that point, when it decides to turn back on the whole universe that it created in the light, then it will come on over again. And if the planets, the galaxies wish to stay where they are in consciousness, then they have that choice. And this is your choice, too, if you wish to take your body with you. The people that are not going to do the ascension because they're unconscious. Remember, you've had 4,000 years to prepare for this ascension right now. Because when Jesus came, the Galactic Federation killed him. And this is why the people on this planet never ascended. He was here to teach ascension. And before him, Buddha came to also teach ascension, to get yourself into the energies of forgiveness and to allow yourself to release emotional densities from the past. And that kind of got switched over to karma. And then from there, it got switched over to, well, you're living this lifetime because of your past problems. Well, that's kind of true, because who you are is your genetics. And the thoughts of your ancestors are inside of your body, and you must release those. So maybe he did teach that, but in our way of thinking in this lifetime right now, that information is not coming forth, okay? So basically, you know, we're here now to do this tremendous universal shift. Every spirit is here now to do this. So you must be able to get your full spiritual integrity. So as far as other beings on the light ship, yeah, there are many beings there. The light ship is very large. It's invisible to us, but when you go to it, it is physical in its form. And the ones that are you out there that are gifted to actually see and sense energies on the light ship, you actually see physical forms there. You may see other people like yourself walking around that are from the earth plane here. And you may see the beautiful beings that are there. This is their first incarnation, helping us for the ascension process. And we'll be going to the light ship, I would say, within probably 5 or 10 minutes here. So, Sylvia, what else do we need to talk about here? Any other new questions?
Well, we have a request. We have listeners suffering from kind of stress and anxiety and headaches and that type of thing, wondering if we can perhaps bring in, just energize the light being and maybe do a little healing for that before we head up to the ship.
Okay, my phone kind of cut out. I have a light being in front of me. What type of healing would you like to do, Sylvia?
Maybe bring in the female light being to do kind of a stress release, tension release for people.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. So just scroll up a little ways to this beautiful light being. And if you just came on the show, go to Creation Light Ship Healing. You can either go on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday. Click on it and scroll down a little bit over an inch on your scroll bar. And then once you get onto our site here, scroll down until a light being appears. And we're going to bring in the females. They're very, very loving energies. And again, they only work heart to heart, so you're not going to feel anything happening to your mind. And like I said earlier, you should feel like you're in a sacred space right now, because the Creation Light Ship put around you this special cocoon of energy that is preventing these extraterrestrial dark energies from interfering with your mind energy. So you should feel very comfortable now. This is the way life is intended for us. And so here we go. She's being energized right now. They're going to bring in, looks like, two teams. Okay? Each team is three doctors. So you're going to actually have six different light beings coming through this photograph for you. And the light ship only works in the now, and they only connect with love energy through the heart. So here they come, and just kind of watch the photograph. You may see it change colors. Very, very beautiful. You may see the eyes start to turn with white light coming out of them. And it's just very, very beautiful. For myself, it's just awesome to watch your change here. And there's six of them right now. You may feel this presence around you of this beautiful love energy. And they'll start to take away some of your stress and traumas that you've had. So again, just kind of request that inside of your head. And they're going to work with you right now. And I'll just put some music on so you can have this wonderful experience. the song by Van Halen, Love Walks In. And part of that song is, and then you sense a change, nothing feels the same, love comes walking in. And that's what we have now, is these beautiful light beings helping us. Remember, the love walks in is your spirit coming to you to give you this beautiful spiritual energy. And you're responsible to be able to go into your heart center to actually have this manifest for you. Your spirits always are waiting to do the connection to you. But it's up to you to connect. So, any other questions, Sylvia? Then we'll go to the light ship here.
So a comment about the science of mind teachers. Are they teaching us to use courtings to get what we want?
Oh, God.
Sorry to drop that on everyone.
Oh, man. Well, let's just, I'll just sidestep that a little bit here. The New Thought Movement is in thought, okay? And naturally, that's how you get your parking place. And how you create through mind control. Remember I said mind control is sorcery. That's under the same umbrella. And witchcraft and everything else. And so, yeah, the mind is very, very powerful. The light ship uses heart energy. It doesn't use mind control, okay? But because it's easy to do psychic attacks on people and manipulate mind energy, which is very common, this is how they probably stepped into this here. Getting back to the New Thought Movement, yes, that what they're doing is just think of yourself as wanting to get a parking place, okay? So you put your energy out to think about it, and maybe there's 50 other people thinking of the same place as you. Maybe you all go to the same church, and that's just what they taught you. And so what's happening? You have the battle of the minds. And so you have 49 people who are going to lose, and one person may get that parking place. Now, what's happening to that poor person who has their car parked there? Maybe they want to stay in the store longer to do some shopping, but yet they're getting a psychic attack from somebody telling them to move their car, okay? So they're using force of will for everybody, and the strongest person with the highest mind intelligence, we'll say, or the highest quotient of power is going to get that parking place. So, like I said earlier from Jethro Tull, you know, I can probably make you feel, but I can't make you think. So just think on that one for a while. So this is the light ship does not use mind energy. On the light ship, there's no such thing as the mind of God that people talk about in New Age movements. It's all heart-based energy, and nothing goes against your free will. And mind energy is definitely against your free will, because of the way it is portrayed. And this is why you must surrender your free will, your ego, to your heart center. It's a whole different energy body. And if anybody has ever had or felt a psychic attack done to them where they became ill, they know how powerful these energies are. And so definitely, you know, you want to go to your heart each time. So anyway, that's the New Age movement now, and it's very easy to do. You know, it's... anybody can do a psychic attack or to think about something and manifest it. What I do when I go to conferences and expos, I have the audience, and I've been doing this for quite a long time now, and I normally draw around 250 people to my lectures. So the first thing I ask them, in fact, I'm going back to New York the middle of next month to the New Life Expo in Manhattan at the New Yorker Hotel. What I normally do is I'll ask the people there, I'll say, how many believe that your thoughts control your reality? And naturally, all the New Age people raise their hand up. So I get probably at least a third of the people, and sometimes even more after they see more hands come up. So I say, okay, to validate that, let's everybody hold their hand out. So they hold their hand out with their palm up, and I say, okay, now I want you all to manifest a $100 bill. And a few people give me a snarl. Some other people start laughing. And the people who really think their thoughts control their reality give me like a dirty look, okay? And then I say, well, maybe a $100 bill is too much to manifest for you. Maybe you don't have that consciousness, so now manifest a penny. Well, at this point, everybody's laughing. And so, ideally, that energy of love should, with your heart center, do that, okay? And not the mind, okay? Now, why doesn't it work? So here we go. So this is another way I can describe this to you. On the light ship, things happen instantly because it works with love energy. Down here, everybody's stuck in mind control. And the mind control that you're stuck in is preventing you from using these high spiritual laws. So whenever you purchase a book, and you may have, you know, maybe a couple dozen to maybe hundreds of these in your library of New Age metaphysics, you're going to find that after you buy the book and you read the teachings, they don't always work. And then you buy the next book to find out the next new teaching. And that doesn't work either, okay? So what happens is the reason why they don't work, and this should be a disclaimer in every book that you have purchased, it should say, number one, this will only work if you're 100% on your body, okay? Number two is you cannot have any entities in your body to take away the energy. And number three is you cannot have mind control preventing you from using your heart energy to do these manifestations. So those are the three main things. And naturally, most people are only 50% of their body. So how can they manifest anything through the heart? You can't. And that's why people don't heal, because the entities take away the healing energy from you. You're not in your spirit. And the spirit is a conduit for your healing. And this is the reason. So we'll switch gears now. Any other questions, Sylvia? So I hope you understand that.
Yeah, well, now we actually have almost 10:15, so I'm thinking move on. And thank you, everyone, for your wonderful questions. If we weren't able to get to all of them, we'll just take up your questions again on Monday. I did want to ask one thing. We had a listener request a couple of, probably a week or so ago, to experience the energy of the new eighth dimensional Earth that's being prepared for the Earth Spirit. So can we do that when we're on the light ship for healing?
Yes, we'll go to that room. So what we're going to do now, this process will not work on the archives. Everything else will. But I have to be connected with you one-on-one as we are now energetically in order to go to the light ship. So you're taken up out of time physically. You're there on the light ship. Remember, we're a vibration. We're being turned off and on continuously. And so when you're not here, you're going to be there. If you're very fortunate, you're going to be able to maybe sense energies. You're going to be talking with the light beings up there, just like you're talking to me. And or you're going to be using mental telepathy. So we'll go into a few rooms for healing. And we'll go into a special location on the light ship. And this room is where the Earth Spirit, the one that's inhabiting the Earth right now, is going to be leaving the Earth Spirit here, the Earth energy here, after the universal shift it already has created and the blueprint for its new manifestation process. Okay, so it will not be on this Earth plane. So we're going to that room. So just sit back and relax. If you'd like to bring up an animal or a pet with you, you can do so for healing. And they'll go to a special location for animal and pet healings. So just sit back and relax. There's a beautiful white light tunnel coming around you. And these beautiful light beings that are probably on your monitor in front of you, these three females are going to be assisting us also for healing. So we're going up right now. And now we're there. And we're having our body scanned. They're seeing what type of being we are. Remember, we're not the only ones doing the ascension process. The whole universe is. So they're working with us right now with our physical life forms, our human bodies. The animals and pets are leaving. We're now going into a location. And this location is where they're going to help us to release physical body pain. There's many, many modalities there. There's sound, light, healing. There's like laser pens. There's like wind currents, we'll say, that can blow through our bodies. They can project out from us are different invisible bodies that need healing. So there's many, many different types of modalities. What I'd like you all to do now is just request one healing that you may want to have in this short time, and the light beings will see what they can do to accommodate this healing for you. Remember up there, you're more than likely healed 100%, but your emotional density is down here. These invisible bodies can and will prevent your healing from happening and occurring on the physical plane because these energies are earth-based energies. They're not on the light ship. So they're connected to the spirit energy of the earth here and not the divine. So it's the earth's manifestations. So we're going into another location right now. And again, request your healing. This is for people who have maybe a bone problem, a back problem, maybe ligaments, tendons, arthritis, anything like this. So just kind of request a healing right now. Remember, we're out of time, so we can be there for a longer time than what we are down here. We're only on the light ship for a couple of minutes, but it could be hours up there. So remember, we're in their time sequence. And all dimensions have physicality, so we're up there walking around. We're going into another location. And we're going to go into the room where the earth spirit is. So we're going to first go into this room. And you're going to actually be in front of the earth spirit. And the earth spirit is going to take us to the special room on the light ship where it has already created the spiritual blueprint of what we'll call its new earth, okay? It may call it a different name, but to us it's the new earth that it's created. So we're going into this room right now. And I'll just allow you to have this experience. You're still having other healings. They're working with our sinuses right now. They're working with our heart and our lungs. So I'll put some music on here as we have this wonderful experience here. So, again, just sit back and relax and request your healing. And if you're very fortunate, you're going to be able to see the way the new 8D reality is. And that's coming into our presence right now. So we're in this room, and I'll bring in the 8D reality to us right down here. So I'll see you back in about a minute or so here. Another location on the creation light ship. Remember, this is what created you. We're going to go into a very special room. This is the room that you were created in. And as we approach this room, you're going to notice as you open the door, you're going to see just a beautiful white light being. This is the totality of you. This is you down here only half because your twin flame is not with you. Up there, it's your full divine wholeness energy of you and your twin flame energy. So this is when I say love comes walking in. And we're going into this room now. I'll count to 10, and you may feel this energy come into your body, your complete spirit in totality. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And I'll just put some music on, and this is a very, very sacred experience for you. And again, request healing and your spiritual guidance, and your spirit comes into your heart, so you want to stay in your heart center. Another room. This is a room where they have a large swimming pool, and in this pool is like the water from Lourdes, France, so it's much more powerful, and it's silver and sparkles like diamonds, and it's very, very beautiful. And coming to us now are the light being dolphins, and there's three of them, and the dolphins will be doing healings on us here. So again, you must request your healing. And just pick one thing, and the dolphins are here now to help us do some healing work. So I'll see you back just in a few minutes here, and we'll be coming back from the light ship. You can put your hand in front of you and about a foot to 14 inches in front is where you're actually going to be able to feel, if you wish, the beautiful dolphin energy. You're doing this now on the light chip. And you might want to move your hand back and forth and up and down and just actually feel the texture of the dolphin. You're doing this the same exact thing on the light chip right now, caressing the beautiful dolphin energies. And you can feel it down here, too. So we're getting ready to come back. So we're giving thanks to the doctor teams for helping us this evening. And our pets and animals are now coming to us. And we're getting ready to come back through this beautiful white light tunnel. And we're coming back right now. And now we're here. Okay, so I guess I'll just talk about next Saturday. A week from today is our special four-hour conference call. And this is where you can go up on the light ship for 4 hours. They do water purification for us, 7 containers of water. And it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And it costs $60. And I also do other conference calls like Monday and Friday. They're $20 for a one-hour creation light ship healing session when you're on board the light ship. And it's just wonderful. So, Sylvia, you want to add anything before we sign off here?
Thank everyone for being with us tonight and hanging with us this late. If you're on the East Coast, I know it's very late for you. We will be back, of course, Monday at 4 p.m. And if there's anything that you'd really like us to talk about next week, please give us an email at radio@creationlightship.com. And until then, have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Much love to all of you, and we'll see you Monday. Good night.
And blessings to all of you. Good night.